The WHO-sponsored World Health Assembly ended recently in Geneva, Switzerland, with the announcement of a new strategy to wipe out the polio virus forever. Organizers said global polio eradication has shifted into what they called emergency mode.
It's now shifted to really the relentless pursuit of the unvaccinated child. This is what the program is all about.
Bruce Elwood is Assistant Director General at the World Health Organization. Mass vaccination has ended the crippling neuromuscular disease in many parts of the world. But where vaccination efforts have faltered, the disease has made a comeback. Now, experts are calling for a new round of donor pledges to help combat the isolated outbreaks and transmission of wild polio virus happening in several Asian and African nations.
There is some evidence that things are tipping the right direction already. We have four countries reporting polio cases so far this year. That's the lowest number ever.
But it took us, 24 years to get there. It's one of these public health, challenges where you have to stay vigilant. If you slack off a little bit, it could go back to, 50 countries being endemic in half the time that it took us to get down to the levels where we are.
Dr. Oren Levine is the executive director of the International Vaccine Access Center at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. He says there is an urgent need to close the funding gap so that polio can be eradicated and its re-emergence in high-risk areas can be prevented.
And once the funding gap is filled, it's really going to be frontline health workers and everybody locking arms together to make sure that we do really successful campaigns, even in places where security and trust have been a challenge.
WHO says it is so short of funds that it could be forced to suspend vaccine deliveries to some affected communities and might have to delay putting the emergency polio eradication plan into full swing. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.